All right, good morning, folks. I don't know what the quality of the sound will be, but you guys are used to me being in the studio and having my great producers help me create some great content. This looks really polished. Today, you get me out on a walk. So, just life and walking the dog. So, I may have to stop to clean up poop. Say hi to a few neighbors as I'm walking by. So just life. That's what you get today, on the Heartwork podcast. So we'll see where things go. So to catch you up a little bit, what's been going on? Colm and I had the great privilege last week of going and doing some marriage and parent coaching with a couple. Got to spend Wednesday through Saturday with them, hanging out, talking through their life, their goals, how to help them through that process. And so yeah, it was really good. Morning. Great chance just to work together. But you know, it's we got to do it. It was fun. So in doing so, you know, there's some things I think that came up for me that I don't know that I had. One, I know I haven't recorded, but two, I just haven't given a lot of thought through lately. And so you guys know that I've been doing some writing, and that's still a process. That's just all I can tell you. It's a process. But in doing it, this time last week, there's a few things that came up. They're the dogs. Told you all, y'all getting the real deal today. So we'll pause from the details. But so in our time together, there were some things. And talking with this family, what's beautiful about getting to coach parents is in an environment in which we did it, which is just a great chance to just take some of the guards down that have to go up with counseling, and just allow for the process to flow. And this couple is a believers, and so just to talk through their own struggle spiritually, maybe some things that they have experienced, in difficulty in their marriage, difficulty in parenting, again, it kind of brought up some other things that I think, again, I've talked about, but I'm not really sure how much of that I've really recorded. So in writing and thinking through things, one thing that really kind of stood out was, you know, I've written a lot and I do a lot of talking with families about parenting and how to model things for their kids. Y'all may or may not be from the generation that says, you're better seen than heard. And even if you're seen, sometimes that could be an issue. So maybe not really feeling like you have much of a voice when you were a child. So sometimes we really want to make sure that we have a voice as adults. But one thing I thought through that I think was really kind of monumental was, in all of this work, why am I doing it? Why am I even on this journey? One, I'll be just straight out there and straightforward and say, it's my calling. Like, I know it's what God has called me to. But I had to do a little bit of self-searching this week where I realized that sometimes the work that I'm doing is an attempt to continue to prove my value, and to prove my worth. And, you know, in the employment area, your careers, it's usually pretty easy to get to this place where if you perform well, people applaud you. If you produce well, you get awards. If you work harder, maybe you get more money. And what I know with my own difficulty, those of you who know the whole pain and peace cycle stuff, one thing that I know is that when I can feel inadequate, my go-to is to try to prove my adequacy, right? I want to prove how good I am. And so, you know, this weekend we're talking through things. And one of the things that, again, back to what stood out was this sense that I have been trying, and I think I'm a little better at it now, but I have been trying to not be my dad, and trying to prove that I'm going to do differently in fathering than he did. And I know I've said that in a few people, probably said in a few places now recently, I've even said it in my book. But why I say that, again, y'all have heard me say too, this is not throwing my dad under the bus. This is not throwing my parents under the bus. My dad had a extremely difficult childhood with a stepfather that was extremely abusive. So it's not throwing that under. But I am talking about what my experience was as a child in his home. The dog's got to stop. As a child in his home and in their home. And what I realized was that there was this sense of constantly performing to see if I can get love. And so what I decided, we talk a lot about these inner vows. What I decided, unknowingly, maybe there's a place where I knew it, was that, you know what, dang it, I'm going to be the best father ever. And I am going to raise the best kids ever. Didn't maybe say that about my marriage, but it's definitely what I said about being a father. And having to think through that and working with this couple this week, it just was a chance to really just get some of those words out, that they're somewhere in writing, they're somewhere in a journal, they're somewhere. But anyways, I don't know, that I know that I haven't really said it here. And so having to realize, when am I having difficulties? Like, when are things a little tough at home? A lot of what I've written is because it's our journey. Like, isn't just me sitting in a counseling office, isn't just work. It is what we live. And so what did we discover this week? I discovered how our boys, if there's something I think we've done right, is it looks like our boys have caught it. When we sit down, we have conversations with them about their own difficulties, or we have a conversation about what's going on in life, and we're able to see some level of interaction and began to see that in an attempt to, maybe where there was some bad intent on my part, as in selfish, we're able to see that maybe there was some good that came out of it. And so what do I mean by that is realizing that when we face some difficulties or obstacles, it isn't that we do it perfect. It isn't that we do it right. What I'm finding is that we just lean in and walk through and work through the things that are before us. And you heard James mention that a little bit in the podcast with him. And so the battle that I realized that I was having was the fact that I was trying to be the perfect dad. And I can see that in other folks. I can see that in working with people, but I don't know that I had to, I've had to confess that. And so it's now being able to see after this weekend, it's a lot of where things come from is if it's something doesn't land right, maybe you can relate to this. If you, maybe your kids don't land where you think they're going to land, or doing what you think they're going to do, guess what? They're not you. And so I realized my boys aren't me. And so, nor do they have to be the product of whatever inner vow or goal that I had. But I get the great joy of celebrating who they are. And so, as we were talking to this couple this weekend and watching this dad who desperately, desperately wants to love his children well, and a mother who wants to do the same, to be able to say to them, you're doing it. And perfection isn't the goal. We say that all the time, right? We'll say, I'm not perfect. And then we kind of give that's a caveat to whatever statement we want to give. Well, duh, people, we know. None of us are. That's just what it is. None of us are perfect. But what I was able to encourage this individual with, and my wife even being able to speak over him, that he's a shepherd. And what does a shepherd do? Protects his flock, guides his flock, loves his flock. As we see in scripture, that shepherd would leave all the sheep that it is covering and watching over. And if one strays, that it will leave that flock and go find it. So that's love. And so what I began to realize is how much I love my boys, how much I love my wife and want to do this well. But it's not about perfection. It's not about doing it well. It is about being able to recognize when I am struggling over my perfection, it's easy to project it onto my boys. And if they maybe don't see something the way I see it or do things the way I think they should do it, doesn't mean, one, that I failed as a father, but it definitely doesn't mean that they have failed as sons. And so, I don't know, maybe my encouragement challenge to you today is to begin thinking about when you're engaging with your kids, when you are walking this journey as parents, and you find yourself bumping up against your kids and you find yourself frustrated in parenting, when you find yourself feeling like you've just jacked it up, It's okay to stop and to pause a little bit and just give credence to what it is. It's likely your own thing stirring up. Excuse me. It's likely what's going inside of yourself. And just to do that own individual internal evaluation, to ask what truly is going on inside of myself that I'm reacting to my children in a way that is negative. And it's possible. Like, so before I say that, it is possible that your kids are making bad decisions. It is very possible that your teenager is being a teenager. So I'm not minimizing that. But what I am saying is there's this need for an internal dialogue or this internal evaluation of why am I so dysregulated? Why am I struggling so much with engaging my child? Is it because you are doing too much to try to make them yourself? Are you doing too much to try to make them perfect? And overall, what I've seen in my own life, and maybe that lives of others, is that is an attempt to potentially fulfill some inner vow that you created that unfortunately your children had nothing to do with. And so the encouragement becomes is in doing so, as I am on the journey with you, is being able to celebrate my boys for who they are and love the uniqueness of who they are. And just like myself, just like my father, to be able to love the flaws that are in them because they have them as just as much as we do. And so to be able to offer grace to ourselves, to be able to offer encouragement, discipline, maybe some point rebuke of our children if that's what's needed, but I'll be able to receive that as well. And what I know, what I can be confident in, is that in doing so, in modeling it, not just saying it, because we so want to teach our children so much and we want to verbally say all the things that need to be happening in their lives, and yet oftentimes that may completely contradict what they are observing, and particularly observing in you. And so more than just simply trying to teach it and tell them and being frustrated why aren't they getting it, maybe it's just a chance to do your own internal evaluation of what are we modeling? What are we modeling for them? Because what I know is at some point they're going to repeat it. And so the other encouragement becomes they are going to either repeat the good things, are they going to repeat the bad? Are they going to repeat both? And we're going to have a reaction to it. And in doing so, the one joy that I can stand today before you to say that I have is our boys are repeating our faith. And it's not as in they're doing our faith. What I can look at and say is I truly have three boys that sit before us that walk their own journey with their Lord Jesus. And despite career choices, despite relationship choices, any of those things, they have a relationship with Jesus that's theirs. And though somewhere I'm sure I made that statement, so somewhere I made that vow, I don't know. But what I can say is we've done our very best to try to model what following Jesus looks like. Going back to, I did not say model perfection. And sometimes things that we get caught up in is trying to be perfect or trying to not be our parents or do better than our parents. Or maybe because they were so great parents, we want to do just as great as they did. And when we fall short of that, we get on ourselves. So what's the purpose? Y'all are hearing me a little bit of a ramble as I walk on. But I just wanted to get on today and maybe do something when it's polished. And I don't even know if y'all gonna be able to hear this very well with all the stuff that's going on. But I do want to challenge you today, you parents that are out there that are trying, and it feels like it's falling short. What I know in my own journey, what I know in working with people, and it just was re-emphasized, it was affirmed this weekend, is our children will get it. Our children will catch it when they see us walking the journey that we are made to walk. We're walking obedience. When we have difficulty and we apologize, when we realize that we're potentially parenting from a very difficult place of our own, it's amazing how things change. And they are able to understand, experience, and hopefully live out what humility, empathy, all those things look like. So my challenge to you today, just pursue wellness for yourself. Know what your relationship with Jesus looks like. Check yourself when needed. And you might be pretty amazed at what happens on the other side with your kids. And get outside. It's gorgeous out here right now. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.